Hi, family. This is Reverend Dr. John E. Jackson, Sr., the senior pastor of the Trinity United Church of Christ in Gary, Indiana, where we are not just another church, but we are a culturally conscious, Christ-centered church that is committed to the community. We are unashamedly Black, and we are unapologetically Christian, and I'm on the Region's Choice and the People's Voice once again with another afternoon affirmation. But before I get to that, let me lift up this invitation. The men of Trinity United Church of Christ, 1276 West 20th Avenue in Gary, we are having our annual Real Men Cook event. It's where real men sacrifice the day that is set aside for them to serve the community. We've got men of valor. We're talking about men of courage, men of integrity, men who are servants and love the community. Come out and we grill. We have a good time. It's an event. We've got music. We've got musicians. We've got activities. And we want to invite other men in the community. If you think you know how to grill some food, come on over to Trinity United Church of Christ, Father's Day, June 16th, from 3 to 7 p.m. and show us your skills, because we want to see what you know and show you what we know, because we know we the best in Gary and Northwest Indiana. That's a little friendly challenge, but we invite the entire community to come out and taste the delicious food and enjoy the fun. And so you can contact us at area code 219-944-0500. That's Trinity United Church of Christ. Now, your afternoon affirmation. Let me get into it. Can I tell you there is a winner in you? I don't think most people know that are listening to me right now that there is a winner in you. There is a person who won't quit because things get hard. There's a person in you that won't let obstacles obstruct you from your objective to achieve your goals. There is a person in you that won't let petty people and problematic opinions about you keep you from progressing towards your purpose, plan, and appointment with destiny. There is a winner in you. That title, that phrase is not original to me, but it comes from the title of the 8th studio album by the inimitable and incredible Patti LaBelle. I believe, in fact, I know that there is a winner in each and every one of you listening to me right now. Someone just needs to be reminded of how you got here in the first place to show you that there is a winner in you. You were once one of over 300 million sperm struggling and competing with one another as you raced up a fallopian tube where only one could break through the ovum to fertilize that egg in your mother's womb. And that one sperm that broke through after outlasting, after outdistancing, and after overcoming the other 299 million sperm to break through the ovum and fertilize that egg, that one sperm was you who's listening to me right now. I'm telling you that there is a winner in you. There is a champion in you, as a matter of fact. That means you started out in life beating the odds. You started out in life overcoming overwhelming obstacles. You started out in life doing the impossible with nothing. You started out in this life a winner, and that winner is still in you. The next time you look in the mirror, please remember that you started this life out as a winner, as a champion. There is no obstacle, no impediment, and no predicament that has more potential pitfalls, more precarious threats, or more perilous risk to you to not being here than that fight for your life that you fought as a protoplasmic substance struggling up a fallopian tube in your mother's womb. Nothing else you face in this life will compare to what you had to fight to get here. The next time you are rejected or you face rejection, just remember who you are and what you have already done before you even took your first breath. The next time life knocks the life out of you, just remember, I've been here before and I came back even stronger. The next time someone tries to negate your worth, trash your truth, and dismiss your value, just remember that while you were struggling as a sperm to fertilize that egg, the other sperm were trying to do the same thing way back then, but God endowed you with the endurance it would require to become you and be here today. And if God invested that much in you, don't let nobody or nothing erase what God has already established in you. There is a winner in you. The next time that you start doubting yourself, feeling insecure about your abilities, or thinking that you don't have what it takes in a situation, look in the mirror and remember that you were endowed from birth with victory stamped in your DNA. Remember that you started out proving people wrong about you. Remember that from the very start, struggling up that fallopian tube, God endowed you with what you needed to become you, to be you, and to be here today. You have already come through too much to give in, give out, or give up, all because deep inside you, there is a winner in you. Sometimes you will need to be reminded of who you are, what you have done, and who you are, because the Bible says greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. There is a champion in you, so go on ahead and keep on doing what you were born doing, and that is being a champion. Make it a great day. I'm so glad the tomb was empty. Be encouraged. I'm Reverend Dr. John E. Jackson, Sr., Senior Pastor of the Trinity United Church of Christ in Gary, Indiana, 1276 West 20th Avenue in Gary, and I'm here on the Region's Choice, the People's Voice, with another afternoon affirmation. God bless you, and God keep you.